You're listening to Rendezvous with a Writer with Bobby Jean and Jim Bell, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rendezvous with a Writer, where readers and writers meet, and story is everything. We're your hosts tonight, Jim and Bobby Bell.
And are your toasts happen? I sure hope they are. Will your toast happen?
Not yet, but I think they will.
That was the Hot Texas Swing Band opening tonight's show, as they always do, with a little bit of their original song, Hot Texas. And we do want to say that if you've missed any of our shows, tonight is show number 81. You can actually go back and listen or watch them all through our page on Podbean or through LA Talk Radio's website. Lots of ways to not miss a show. And Jim, who is our special guest tonight?
Alex Dormer in the Hot Texas.
Hot Texas Swing Bands. Founder and leader and songwriter and everything go-to guy. Hello, Alex. Welcome.
How are you?
Hello, Bobby Jean. Hello, Jim. Oh, that was thrilling to hear my song, Hot Texas, to start off the show.
We love it. It gets us like, Okay, we're ready to swing. Yeah. So where are you joining us from tonight, Alex?
I'm down the road from my home in Dripping Springs, Texas. We're in Wimberley, Texas tonight. My son's house has better internet than mine. We're way out in the country, so
yeah,
he's got better internet. So now, that's
very good.
You were in the line of the total solar eclipse on Monday.
We sure were.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Oh, it was fabulous. We had about 30 folks out, and they camped both the night before and the night after because we were afraid the traffic would be bad. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like a eclipse festival. We had lots of jam sessions and music and lots of good food with our family and friends. And the clouds cooperated a little bit. You know, it wasn't totally socked in. We had a few break in the clouds, so we saw all the buildup for about an hour before the totality. And totality, where we were located, was 3 minutes long. We got to see about a minute of that out of the three. One big hole where we saw all the corona. Spectacular.
So let's see. I guess there'll be a song coming. I know the new album has a full moon, but I'm guessing there'll be an eclipse.
I guess there should be.
Song in the works.
If it comes, I have to wait for the muse to visit before I write a song.
Well, Jim has a little intro for you. Shall we go ahead and share that? We're just so delighted to have you with us.
Well, it's good to see you again, too.
Okay. With one boot in cowboy music and the other in swing, the Hot Texas Swing Band is riding the trail, previously blazed by artists such as Bob Wills and Asleep at the Wheel. Backed by a passion for traditional Western swing, the Hot Texas Swing Band pushes the genre forward with rockabilly, Latin beats, and original material for high-energy live shows that have critics and fans raving. All right.
Yeah. And welcome. You've recorded, I have all your CDs here. For our listeners and watchers, this is the album that actually the Hot Texas, our theme song now, it came from.
That's the first album. That's right.
Yeah. Album number one. And then I'm not sure these are in order. We had Hot Texas, Bout Time.
That's number two.
Okay. Yeah. And then we had Off the Beaten Trail, right?
Yeah, that's number four.
Oh, that was number four. Number four. I'm in order so far. Okay. And then tonight we're going to be hearing from Ain't Dead Yet.
Yeah, that's right.
And this, which was an award-winning album, and we'll talk about that in a moment.
That's Devil
on my tail. And then the new one, which will be focused on initially, Gotta Move.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, you can't listen to swing music and not move.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just,
it was made for, it was made for dancing, for sure.
It's made for dancing, for sure. So what a wonderful discography that you have and you and the band have created. I know that you want to, do you want to go ahead and let's have him tell us, what would you
A little background?
Yeah, a little more background.
Where did you start, you know?
Sure. Well, the band's been around for 13 years. I started Hot Texas Swing Band in 2011, and we quickly came out with that first album. And like I said, we had six albums in 13 years, so it's been pretty good. We have a lot of original members and in the band, but I've been the leader. I write all the songs that we are the originals. We usually with the album number 1 through 5, we try to have about half of them be my originals. But this latest album, Gotta Move, is all originals except for one Johnny Gimbleton.
And you have to have a Johnny Gimble, why, you know, right?
That he was my friend. He lives in Dripping Springs where I live. Mm-hmm. So we featured one Johnny Gimble song in every album.
Mm-hmm. Alex, what about swing music got your attention? Why swing?
Sure. Well, it just spoke to me. Something about the music is infectious. And I grew up on the East Coast listening to folk music of the 60s and then rock and roll, of course, in high school. So in the late 60s were my high school years. And so rock and roll. But somehow, I guess when I started listening to Asleep at the Wheel and Commander Cody in college, that turned me on to Bob Wills' music, who, of course, is the king of Western swing. And something about it just spoke to me. I mean, Hank Williams was great, but something about the beat and the toe tapping of swing music just connects with my heart.
Yeah, yeah. I know you have questions.
You know, you grew up on the East Coast, but you went to, I think you went to school in Wisconsin, right?
That's correct. Beloit, Wisconsin.
That's right. The school we know, you know?
I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Beloit.
I wouldn't be either. Yeah, Beloit's a very small school. It's a small world story that you all know about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Bo Bobby's parents went to Beloit, that's how we know about it. So.
And do you know who else went to Beloit, but only for a little tiny bit of time?
I do.
Who?
Gunsmoke.
Yes.
Yes.
My dad tried to get him in there in the fraternity, and Jim Arness said no. I'm, you know, and he went, and I think he enlisted. He wasn't there for very long, but. Yeah. Alex, every time Gunsmoke would come on in our house, which was weekly, my dad would look over at me and he'd say, did I ever tell you?
Sure.
I was like, yeah, Dad.
Well, yeah, I started at Beloit in 1972, and some of the workers there remember him still.
Sure.
Is that right?
Sure. Everything, so,
sure.
Yeah, what a connection.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a really fun collection. And you mentioned Bob Wills being as the king of Western swing. And we were both chatting yesterday, just thinking a little bit about, we know Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. When you think of sort of the home for swing, there's Tulsa, yeah. But then, of course, there's Fort Worth and there's parts of Texas. Is there a place that really says this is, you know, the birthplace of swing?
Yes. Well, Bob Wills grew up in Turkey, Texas, which is in the Texas Panhandle, kind of where the between the Brazos and the Red Rivers up there.
Right.
And so that's where his stomping ground was to start with. He got into a little bit of a difficulty with the governor of Texas at the time. it was a sponsorship deal. And so he moved the whole band up to Tulsa. So. And that's why Texas and Tulsa were the beginning of Bob Wills' career. But then he moved to California, and mm-hmm. he spent many, many years making movies out there, Western movies, mm-hmm. and making records out there. So it should be called Texas Swing, but we're glad to share it with the rest of the world. Western Swing is a good name for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to us about Johnny Gimble, because he's you're a big fan of his. And
yeah, I was friends with him. He lived in Dripping Springs. He retired to Dripping Springs because his family was there, So I got to meet him, and I got to play with him dozens of times at our local festivals and local nursing homes and everything. Sometimes it was just me on guitar and him on fiddle or and mandolin, but a lot of times he'd hire me to play with his band. There was a local event, and he was just a prince of a man. Of course, he started with Bob Wills after he came back from World War II, 1946, and he was only 20 at the time. He was born in 1926. So Bob Wills was the old man, as they would call him. Bob Wills was born in 05, so he was, what would that make him?
Almost 100
at the time, so almost a whole generation older. But Bob Wills would get all the great musicians, no matter what their age. So he was always on the lookout for young musicians, up and coming. And Johnny was one of the best. Yeah. And after he was with Bob Wills for a while, he moved to Nashville and made records with everybody. That's what he's most famous for.
And the dance halls, Texas is really, or I don't know if the whole state, but you think of the dance halls in Texas are also very much a part of swing. Yes. Is that?
Oh yeah. That's a big part of our culture down here. Before TV, or even electricity, these dance halls were built in the hill country where I'm at, in the hill country of Texas. All the German immigrants, they love to drink beer and they love to dance. And they were very good architects and craftsmen. So they built all these dance halls. We're playing at one this Saturday that's 120 years old right now.
My gosh.
There are many of them that are 140 or 150 years old and still standing.
Wow.
You know, Asleep at the Wheel, you perform with them, right? Have I got that right?
Well, I'm friends with Ray Benson, and a lot of the members in my band have also been in their bands. And my college roommate that got me down to Texas here played steel with them for about
that's the connection.
Johnny Reese's name.
Yeah. So congratulations on the new album. There have been a few singles that have been released, but the whole album has just launched, what, like a week ago or
About 10 days ago. Yeah.
10 days ago. Gotta Move. Give us a little backstory to that, and then we are going to listen to the title track. But go ahead, and would you please tell us about this
album? Oh, I'd love to. So this album has been in the making almost 3 years now. About 3 years ago, I had a brain tumor, which luckily it was benign. But the surgery to remove it created a lot of scar tissue. So I had to learn to walk again after walking for 67 years. Wow. And I get a little better every week. And so that inspired me to write a lot of these songs. So the title track is Gotta Move. So and it's a fun twist on my condition.
Yeah.
I got the dancing in there. And a lot of these songs were inspired by my journey of the last 3 years in recovery. A lot of them are just fun songs like I usually write. But some, you write what you know.
Yeah.
So if you're a cowboy out on the range, you write about the sunset, the coyotes. And so I did a little bit of that, but I also wrote about what I know, how much I love to dance. And now I'm getting back to dancing a little bit. So
that's awesome. All right. Yeah. So Mr. Sam Hassan, if you're standing by, let's have Gotta Move.
Welcome back, Rendezvous with the Writer. Special guest, Alex Dormont, the Hot Texas Swing Band. Gotta move.
Yeah, you know.
Is that not a great song or what?
Oh my gosh, if you weren't tapping your toes or snapping your fingers or getting up and waltzing around, two-stepping around the room.
That's great.
And so, isn't it fun to hear it through these speakers, Alex?
I love it.
It's really cool. So that was the title track from this new album. We're going to hear two more tracks from it. But first, we are going to take a very short break. We want to just recognize Out West Shop's page on bookshop.org. Of course, Alex doesn't have a book. He has an album. But on this particular website, you can get the books of all of our guests. So this, just don't go away. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more with Alex Dormont and Gotta Move. Stay right where you are. Story is everything. Find a great one on Out West Shop's Bookshop. Go to outwestshop.com. Find books and CDs on the menu. Choose Shop Out West on bookshop.org. Browse through featured authors on Rendezvous with a Writer. Explore curated book lists and our featured picks. Add in note cards, calendars, and jigsaw puzzles. One-stop shopping for great gifts. Use the search box to find thousands more titles. Make the switch. Your purchase supports us as independent booksellers. That's our story.
Welcome back to Rendezvous with the Writer. Special guest Alex Dormont, the Hot Texas Swing Band.
Gotta move. Gotta
move. Gotta move.
Gotta move.
Alex,
so, being Western Swing Band, we get to do all kinds of tunes. That was a little bit of a rockabilly tune there, as you could tell. And you could hear the horns in the background. The horns are featured more in the jazzier tunes.
Yeah.
So, and that was Selena Rosenbaum singing.
That was Selena. Okay.
Yeah, she's great. She's great.
Oh yeah.
You have two amazing female vocalists.
Right.
And you know, I'm glad you mentioned about the horns because I think it's something that really brings a freshness to your albums, even though brass and horns have sort of always been in swing, but the way that you use them, which we're going to hear in Tex-Mex song, which will be coming up in some other, it's just so you just love it. You just embrace it. And the horns make such a big deal. It's a big change, you know, make that so pleasurable to listen to.
Yeah. Alex, why don't you tell us a little bit about the makeup of the band?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, Western Swing is a blend of half a swing, which is big band music, and half country westerns. So sometimes we lean one way, sometimes we lean the other way. So that was kind of right in the middle where you have the horns featured and you could hear the fiddle in there too. So sometimes we go one direction, like I said. So Tex-Mex song is inspired by foods. So down here in Texas, we're right in the crossroads of the music universe. We've got Mexico to the south, of course, with all their great food and the great music. And then to the west, we've got the cowboy music. And then to the east, we've got New Orleans with their jazz roots. And then we've got the fiddle tunes from the Appalachians. So it's a blend of all those different styles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a different. So Western swing is basically like regular big band swing or Dixieland, except for it's got fiddles and steel guitars and regular guitars, as well as the trumpet and saxophones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Before we get to Tex-Mex song, how did you get to Tex-Mex? Tell us a little bit about that food history there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't even know that Mexican food was a thing. I grew up in Connecticut. And when I went to Wisconsin in the 70s, there was a Taco Bell down the street. It was about 15 miles away. So we made a pilgrimage down there to try out this brand new food. And it was love at first bite. So, and then out to Texas, there's of course Mexican food on every corner. My inspiration for writing this song was, it started with a rhyme, as songs often do. I want a lot of enchiladas. So I found lots of other rhymes easily. It's easy when all the foods end with vowels. It's easy to rhyme.
Exactly. Well, I think we should go ahead and take a listen. Mr. Hassan, if you can give us Tex-Mex song.
I it's way too cold. I'm craving food that's bold. Something spicy in my mouth. It's time to go back south. I want a lot of enchiladas, a bowl of frijoles, panchovias, tortillas, some greasy sopapillas, enough cerveza for a case of amnesia. I'll be singing this Tex-Mex song. I'll be singing this Tex-Mex song. Been gone from Texas too long. When I return, watch out for some Tex-Mex, I'm gonna shout.
How about a flauta, nachos, borrachos, share a ranchera, save us those huevos, enough margaritas to induce a siesta. I'll be singing this Tex-Mex song.
I'll be singing this Tex-Mex song. Been gone from Texas too long. When I return, watch out for some Tex-Mex, I'm gonna shout.
Welcome back to Rendezvous with the Writer, Alex Dormont. We just listened to Tex-Mex from the Gotta Move album, right?
That's right.
And I think that that normally when the show is over, we drive over to Blake's Lotta Burgers, and I think tonight we actually are going to need Tex-Mex tonight, Alex.
We have to change the menu.
We got lots of Tex-Mex food in Albuquerque, too.
We do, indeed.
I got to point out a couple things.
Yes.
The twin fiddles that and the twin trumpets that you closed with, that's pretty typical of the sound of mariachi music. So I was trying to recreate that. And then you heard Liz Morpher singing after me singing. So we featured all three singers on that song. We have three lead singers, me, Selena, and Liz. Yeah. And so on this album, I gave each of them four songs to sing, and I kept four for myself. And then that Tex-Mex song, we all sing.
It's just so.
That's a great song. It came from inspiration of a taco.
Basically, yeah.
It just makes me hungry. And of course, you have to have something tasty to drink with it.
Well, I got those in there too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Cerveza and margaritas and tequila. Mm.
So when you recorded this, were you all live? Were you all in the studio, or did you do, you know, the whole way the music production is these days is so very different. Why don't you just take a moment and talk about.
Sure. I find that if everyone's in the studio at the same time, the synergy is much better. Not only in the air, but when you're playing at the same time, there's a certain synergy, like I said. And I'm getting goosebumps right now talking about it because music is so special to me. It's where you meet non-verbally and, you know, you're expressing yourself and everyone else is expressing themselves. And there's something magic about it, especially if you're in the same space. Of course, everyone's in isolation. So you're hearing each other through your headphones so you don't overlap on the track. But that's what we started out with about six or eight of us there. Drums, bass, rhythm guitar, and the trumpet, fiddle, and sax all together. And then with scratch vocals. So we overdubbed the finished vocals later, but the singer's singing it. And then all the tracks are separate. So you can go back and make a better version of the vocals, let's say. And we always also go back and do the improvised solos, overdub them. But most of about 80% of what you're hearing there was just with one or two takes just in the studio all together.
It's so great. Well, and you played together for a while, and that history together, and you play live together a lot. That has to help you to all just sort of know. You can probably look at each other and know what to do, right?
Oh, and also I'm the arranger of the parts too, so I write out all the notes for the horn parts at least. And so my guys and my gals are all very good sight readers. So we go in the studio and they're all like doctorate musicians. I just have a bachelor's in music, so.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I have one other question while we're on production. You have released an album, a CD. I'm now calling them albums instead of CDs because we understand you could download an album rather than, this whole world of how music becomes available. And we know that some musicians are really no longer creating a physical copy, or maybe they're doing vinyl. You decided to go ahead and do an album. Was that a hard decision for you?
Oh, not at all. I find that having a physical CD to mail out to all the DJs, that's what gets you heard around the world. So, but basically, we don't sell many CDs anymore. When we started 13 years ago at our CD release parties, we'd probably sell 40 or 50 in one night.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be lucky to sell 10 or 20. We're doing a CD release party at Green Hall as well, as we've done. It's the oldest dance hall in Texas. So, but I find that having a physical copy in my hands, you can get all your information on there. If it's digital, it feels a little bit more transitory and permanent to me.
That's true. And besides this show, as you know, I also do the Out West Hour, a radio show, which we don't really talk about on this show, but I'm still old school and we actually do have a CD player in our car.
Oh, yeah.
And we have an old boombox that works real well. And we have one of those neat, it looks like an old time radio, but it can play vinyl and it can put in a cassette and you can put in a CD. And that's the first, when I get a CD in the mail, that's the first place I go and put it, because I can turn it up and I can, this little house, I can hear, I can hear it everywhere.
Sure.
So I say on behalf of some DJs out there, we thank you for still making CDs.
Yeah. Sure. And it's good to have it all just in one place to me. If I want to go to YouTube for a specific song, that's a good tool too, but. I feel like having all the songs in one place on the CD is real important.
And the other thing, Alex, is we all probably have our own sort of library filing system, but the new things that come in, they're like sitting in front of me. I'm not going to my computer and like, oh, what MP3s came in last week? It's like,
You don't have to search for it in your computer. You can just go right to your shelf and there it is.
Do you want to, shall we set up the next song?
Next song, Rio Grande, right?
Rio Grande. We're going to hear Rio Grande. Tell us about this song.
Well, my band's been around 13 years, and about 7 of those years before COVID anyway, we toured all to New Mexico and Colorado and throughout the state of Texas. So we went actually to the headwaters of the Rio Grande in Colorado. Of course, all the way down through Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Las Cruces. We had a bunch of gigs there. So we'd be crisscrossing the Rio Grande all the way on our tour. And so I was inspired to write a song about the Rio Grande. Of course, we got Big Bend in Texas, which my wife and I go to many times. It's a national park. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a magical river to me. If you look on Google Maps, you'll see the state of New Mexico is kind of square. And there's a green ribbon going right down the middle. And that's the ribbon of life, makes the whole state of New Mexico possible. Starting thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we also visited national parks at Mesa Verde and saw all the native people's history. And that inspired me to write this song.
Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. Let's take a listen to Rio Grande from Gotta Move. Stay right where you are.
In the Rockies, 13,000 feet, snowmelt on the Great Divide, ending in the ocean, salt water merging with the tide, flowing 1,896 miles from Candy Mountain, Colorado, to the distant sands of the Gulf of Mexico. Well, the Rio Grande is what we call it today. The Navajo, Apache, have their
part of New Mexico to Texas. Oh, Mexico, it's a green ribbon of life heading on down. Seaward bound, past creeks, silver mines, the missions at Santa Fe, Albuquerque's, Cottonwood, Bosque's wide. Through Juarez, El Paso, the magic of Big Bend, it's a lifeblood for the valley wide. From green mountain passes to deserts and canyons, fields of fruit and sugar cane, picking off the Pecos River along the way. Well, the Rio Grande is what we call it today. The Navajo, Apache have their own names to say. To the heart of New Mexico, to Texas, old Mexico, it's a green ribbon of life heading on down, seaward bound.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Rendezvous with the Writer. Special guest, Alex Dormont, Hot Texas Swing Band. Rio Grande. Wasn't that great?
I love the horns in Rio Grande. Oh my gosh. It's just, you captured the spirit of all that area that it travels through. It's just a remarkable song.
Yeah, well, the Rio Grande is the second longest river in the United States. If you count the Mississippi and the Missouri as one.
Oh,
which they should be.
Yeah.
So 1,896 miles. I put it in song too.
That's wonderful. That's
wonderful. Yep. I've been thinking here, you know, if somebody wants to be on our show, you know, how do they do that?
Well, it's pretty simple. Of course, we do some invites. Like we invited Alex. I mean, we opened and closed the show for all these, you know, episodes with his music. It only made sense that we needed to have him as a guest. But if you are listening or watching and you would like to be a guest, or maybe you're a publicist or a literary agent or a publisher or a band leader or, you know, songwriter, just drop me an email at Bobby Jean Bell. That's Bobby with an I, JeanBell@gmail.com, and just introduce yourself and give me a way to make sure that I know how to get back to you, and I will. And then we just kind of start the conversation. Yeah. And we are booking guests for the balance of this year. And most likely it looks like, you know, we plan to go into 2025. So we'd love to hear from you. Yeah.
And what if somebody wants a commercial spot? You suppose we get it? We got room for that?
Oh my goodness. We would love to have some sponsors. So yes, the same thing. Just reach out to us, and maybe you'd like to be just a supporter and help keep us on the air, or you actually think this would be a great platform to help have us promote your product or service or your book you just wrote or whatever. Just contact us again at Bobby with an I, BobbyJeanBell@gmail.com, and we would love to hear from you. And we thank you for listening and for joining us every week. That we do this, to share this wonderful creative talent with the world at large. So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. All right, let's get back to Alex, because we've got a few little more music to play.
And we got to talk about songwriting.
Yes. We're shifting gears a little bit, and we're going to be playing a song from Castle Walls. Oh, we're going to be saying that's from the Ain't Dead Yet album. We're going to be playing our first song. We're going to be playing is from this album, Ain't Dead Yet, and it's called Castle Walls. Talk to us a little bit about your songwriting process. Once you have the idea, then what?
Yes. Well, the inspiration for the song comes to me first, and I have to write the lyrics first before the melody, because that's the harder thing for me, to write the lyrics. And so it starts with a germ of an idea or a vision. And then I try to expand it and make a short story out of every song. It's got a beginning, a middle, and an ending. And so just like a short story would have, you know, in a book. And so the impetus sometimes comes to me when I'm dreaming, and I wake up and I remember the dream sometime on the verge of waking up in the morning. And I've always got a pencil and paper handy by the bed so I can write it down. You don't want to forget a good idea. But the song you're about to play, Castle Walls, came to me. My wife and I were vacationing in southern Belgium, the Ardennes, where the Battle of the Bulge happened. And it was a dreary week. It was Easter, but it was like snowing, and all the gray slate was really foreboding. And there was a lot of castle ruins everywhere we looked, especially on the hills overlooking rivers, because the rivers were a natural moat. And then from high ground, you could shoot your arrows down. There was a lot of castle ruins and a lot of rebuilt ones too. So that inspired me to write this song, Castle Walls. And if you listen to the words, you see there's a lot of challenges. It's got a personal story too, if you listen closely.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen to Castle Walls from Ain't Dead Yet.
What's in the keep behind the castle walls? Is it cold and stone or warm fire in the hall? Looking from afar, is that an inner glow? It's so hard to tell from down below. But now the winter siege is over and the bodies are in the ground. The scars are all healed, time to let the drawbridge down. There's flowers in the fields and fruit upon the trees. If you leave your castle walls, I'll be waiting here for thee.
Welcome back. Rendezvous with the Writer. We just going to listen to
Castle Walls. Instrumental part, I just, you know, when I was working with the music, I had to leave as much of that in as I could because it's so different from the other songs.
Well, this was inspired by conflict in the Middle Ages when life was really tough and, people had to fight just to survive. You had to build the keep and the castle walls just to protect yourself. And Kat nails that solo.
That's Kat, right? Sure. Yeah, nails that.
For sure.
Yeah. Do you want to ask about the next one?
Yeah, next one we want to talk about Devil on My Tail. Now we want some awards on this one, right?
Yes. Well, congratulations on this 2021 International Western Music Association Cowboy Western Swing Album of the Year. And we were so excited to see you receive this.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also won Song of the Year. Devil on My Tail won Song of the Year from the AWA, the Academy of Western Artists. So
yes. So tell us the backstory to this, and then we will listen to it.
Yeah. Well, part of Western swing, of course, is cowboy music, and I try to get horses in wherever I can. So this one started with two phrases: hat down, boots up, like you're getting ready to ride a long way and a hard ride. And this happened to be a story of good and evil and a classic story with the good triumphing in the end, the good guys got to win in the end. So, justice got done. But in the frontier of the West, it was hard to find justice, too. So you'd have to, just like in the Middle Ages, I made that connection just now.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, it was pretty lawless in the Old West, so. You know, anytime you could get the law, you know, that was pretty good.
And when you mentioned as a songwriter, you do a story arc, this one, absolutely, as they all do. But this one, and unfortunately, we can't play the whole entire song, but it has such a clear, it's like, Alex, there's a book There's a book in this song. Let's listen to Devil on My Tail. Don't go away.
Hat down, boots up, saddle tightly bound. Time to make time by nightfall. Headed for the pass on rocky ground. Hard ride, steep ride, no easy path is around. There's a devil on my tail, behind me on the trail. I've got evidence that'll bring that outlaw down. Finding on a boat so surely, just over the pass there's a town, where there is a judge to fight can be found. Up ahead, a light shines to uphold the law. I'm courthouse bound. The long nightmare is almost over. It's time to face the devil down.
Devil on My Tail. Alex, great song. They're all great songs here. You had a question, you think, about...
Oh, first off, was that was Cat again on guitar?
Yes.
Was it Cat
yes.
Clemens? And he was always so fun to watch when he would play live.
Oh, yeah.
You just couldn't keep your eyes off him. I wondered if you had any kind of a tip for a songwriter or for somebody thinking about looking at music as a profession, any... wisdom from Alex Dormont?
Sure. Well, as far as a songwriter, you just got to write what's in your heart and what's true for you. I read Ernest Hemingway's autobiography, and he said he would just try to write one true thing every day. And also, he'd leave a little bit of the story untold so he could jumpstart the next day's writing.
That's
so
smart.
And my advice to musicians is don't do it, and if they still do it, then you know they're meant to.
It's very good.
Tough way to make a living, but if that's the only thing you can do, then go for it.
Then go for it. We have another song, our last song, and it looks like we're right on time. So is from this title track from the album "Ain't Dead Yet." I remember when this album arrived. And I put it in the player and I hit play again and again before I even moved on. It was like that song again and again. Tell us about Ain't Dead Yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife and I like to go to parks, and there's a special park here in the hill country of Central Texas called Enchanted Rock State Park, which is a granite dome. And actually our first camping experience was there. We go back pretty often. So you can either climb up to the top of the rock and see a great view, or you can walk around the rock. Well, this one particular visit, we were walking around the rock and we forgot to bring enough food and water. So we're feeling hungry and thirsty on the backside of the rock with still a couple hours of hiking. And we look up in the sky and there's some vultures circling up there looking at us. And so the song came out of that.
Right, what you know. Let's listen to Ain't Dead Yet.
Seven boats are circling above me. They're getting so upset. They're hungry for some fresh meat, but I ain't dead yet. Yes, I'm getting mighty, mighty weary. I'll get up and go done get. But I got lots of fight left. No, I ain't dead yet. That old sun is way up high. It's in the sky. I'm
getting kind of dry. I'll just keep on pushing on, ain't gonna hang my head and cry. There's still 7 vultures circling above me. They're getting so upset. They'll have to find death somewhere else, 'cause I ain't dead yet.
Welcome back to Runner in with a Writer with Alex Dormont, Hot Texas Swing Band. Ain't dead yet.
True story.
All right.
It's a true story. And you have proven you ain't dead yet, Alex. There's lots and lots more coming from you down the road. We just absolutely know. This was delightful to have you with us. I'm just going to hold up your discography and tell our viewers and our listeners where they can go to get your music.
Sure. If you go to hottexasswingband.com, www.hottexasswingband.com, you can find all these albums for sale there, and you can find the schedule of our live shows around Texas and everywhere else. And you can see pictures. You can get all your Hot Texas Swing Band material and information right there. Oh, I love that. 1 through 6 there. That was great.
I got a full house, or what would that be? I've got...
The artist that helped me create this, my daughter is the photographer, the band photographer, and my sister is the band calligrapher. So, and we appreciate everyone's effort that's on there. All the musicians, you know, we got on this latest album. I mentioned me and Selena and Liz. JD Penley plays guitar, and then we got Joey Colarusso and Stephen Vega on sax. Jimmy Shortell on the trumpet and accordion. And then our fiddle players are Tony Perez and Billy Curtis. And our drummer is Lisa Pancras on this album.
So wonderful. Jim, you have a couple quotes?
We have a couple quotes. We do.
What have you got?
And this first one is, it's a quote from the great Johnny Gimbel. When he was asked one time, "When I get asked for advice for a young person starting in the music business, I tell them, play every chance you get and be real lucky."
Now I've heard that many times.
Yeah. And now you have
one from the great Alex Dormont.
We have some advice.
Actually, this is from one of our songs, Gotta Move. "All creatures share one feature. They gotta move to survive. I gotta move. I gotta dance. Long as I'm here, I'll take a chance. I gotta walk. I gotta run. Long as I'm having some fun, you gotta move to survive.
You gotta move to survive." And there isn't any music better to move to than the Hot Texas Swing Band. And Alex, we're so delighted that you were with us tonight. It was just so much fun to have you here. And then I'm not sure when your next album will release, but please don't forget us the next time you have a new album or a new single.
You bet. I'm gonna have to get busy writing
that eclipse song. You got to get that eclipse song out while it's hot.
I'll get that. Thank you for that.
Our guest next week is Helen F. Wand, and we'll be talking about her book Echoes of Forgotten Places. It's a wonderful read. We're both getting into it and enjoying it. We're looking forward to having her with us. And what else? We say thank you again to Alex and to all of you that joined us tonight, either live or down the road. And Sam Haas, and thank you, Sam, LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being our DJ tonight. And
as we close, it's always a great day
out west. Stay moving, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.